We are up to the last of the Halukas. Haluka, Halukel. You should be Mahalot Hashem Bekodshoi. So this Bekodshoi is a question in the Farshim what it means. Some Rishonim learn it's going on the Beis HaMikdash. And we're Mahalot Hashem Bekodshoi in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Beis HaMikdash Shalmata, as the Farshim explained, is Mechuvin. Connected to Beis HaMikdash Shal Ma'alo, and therefore we continue Halu Birkia Uzay, because when we're Mahal over here, it goes up to the Beis HaMikdash Shal Ma'alo, which is Kenegdoi, and it's Gerim also, then Shemayim, they sing Shiras with Dishbalchas, because they have to wait for Klal Yisrael. Other Rishonim learn Halu Kel B'Kotshei refers also to the Shemayim, and Birkia Uzay is the Olam HaGagalim, it's different Rikias, but they're both referring to in the Shemayim. The Yaivitz learns Bekodshei means Behadras Kodesh. It's not going on a place, but it's going on the mindset. And he learns Berkiah Uzay means not in the Shemayim, but it will be the eyes that you see in the Shemayim is what you're a Halal Hashem about. Now this kapitel has in it, depending how you count, but the Shayrish of Halal could be found in this kapitel 12 or 13 times. The Radak says it's found 13 times because he counts the word Tehalal also, and both Halukas, and therefore the Radak says it's found in the kapitel 13 times. And the Radak says it's connected to Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim. The Shalish also made the Shatari in the Drashas Behen. Kinegdom, we say it. Now the word Halal itself, we say 10 times. And after Rishonim explain this Kineged, the Yod Sviros, the Asar Mamoritz, Shanib Ram Shemayim Vaaretz, the Asar Sadibritz. Now the Yavid says, and others, that there's also 10 Klishir in this capital. And this is where it's relevant to us, besides knowing the Ramazan, which are great sinyanim, which we don't always understand. But Legabe Pshat in the Pasuk, the Yavid says that there are 10 instruments. And it will become Negeah, how to translate some of the words later on, how we get to the Cheshbon of 10. Haluhu b'gvuraisav, or Mahal Hashem, in his Gvurais, saying over the Gvurais of Hashem, that Hashem did Gvurites, Halukra Gudloi. Now we don't say Kichol Gudloi, but it's Kerov Hadesh Bachos, because it's impossible to articulate all the Tovus that Hashem does. The Gvurites is with the Nisim that we saw, that we can Mesharek Hashem. But the Gudl of Hashem we can't say. But the Mepharshim bring, besides that it means Kerov, like the many, and it doesn't mean the many itself, because we can't articulate it at all. But it means also Gudloi is Zemidis Chazdi V'tuvoi, as the Zohar says, the Medrash says, that the Gudloi of Hashem is not referring to the size, but it's referring to Midas Chesed. And the Mepharshim explained, that's what it means in this pasuk, Halu B'Gvuroisav, Halu Krav Gudloi, Gvuroisav is the Din, Gudloi is the Chesed. We're Mahal Hashem with the Chesed and with the Din, with all the different attributes of Hashem, we're Mahal Hashem. Because it's a makim for din in this world, it's a makim for chesed in this world, and we have to be mahal Hashem for both of them. The Plutzker, the Maggid Tzedek, learns a different pshat that nowadays we say akel agodol gibor va'anoiro. The gibor is chidanshi gan sagdol. Want to know heichen in gvuroisav? The neviim want to know heichen gvuroisav. The atchibah chidanshi gan sagdol. It said heinin gvuroisav, heinin neroisav. That akolish baruchu is shaisik neged the goyim. But we daven, says the Maggid Tzedek, that should come a time that we should be able to behal Hashem with the real gadlus of Hashem, with the real gvura of Hashem. They should be oisik gvura begayim, the real midas hadin. We want to be behal Hashem, midas harachim and the midas hadin. Halu, that the din is the nekama b'rishayim, the ibn rishayim from the world. Halu b'seka shayfar, we're behal Hashem through the blowing of the shayfar. Halu b'nevel. A navel is similar to it's an instrument that has in it seven The one that the Beit HaMikdash had, it's seven strings. The one of us, the Beit HaMashiach, is going to have eight Chazal tell us. And the one of us, Lavoi, is going to have 10 holes in it. What exactly all these instruments are, many of the Rishonim say in their Pshatim that it's not clear what they are. But this, Rav Avigdor Miller and others say it's the lyre, that's the type of instrument it is. The chinar. Chinar is the harp. Then we say halu b'saif. So saif we had before. It's a timbrel. It's similar to a... It's an instrument that's like a disc that they banged on while they danced. Some say it was more like a handheld drum that they banged on. Umachoil. So machal means, lefi many mefarshim, a circle. But if you learn machal as a circle, then you're only going to have, no matter how you count, nine instruments. The Yavetz that learns, that says, and others that say that there's 10 instruments, they have to learn machal, like the Yavetz said in the capital beforehand, that machal could also be from the word chalil, flutes. People that play the flutes, and they'll have to learn machal over here means the flutes. Halu, b'minim ve'ugav. Which from Mahal Hashem, with a minim and an ugov. So minim is the organ. The Ivets and others say. The ugov, some translate ugov to be the flute. The problem is that if Khalil is flute, then min ugov cannot be flute. And it has to be a different instrument. But it's also a similar instrument that you blow into. It's something that arouses love. Cheshek Ava, as the Yavid says. Halu b'tziltzlei shama. So tziltzlei shama is the symbol, and we count it as two maybe, because it takes two discs. That's why I say tziltzlei, because it takes two discs that are banged against each other. Halu b'tziltzlei trua. The Mefarshim of this refers to the trumpets. And this could be counted as one, because you only need one trumpet. Now, some of Arshim learned that Tziltzlei Shama and Tziltzlei Trua is the same thing. There was just different sounds that we made, dependent on if we were trying to call people, what type of noise we were trying to make. The Shalom says that we say over here many different types of instruments that don't go with each other. But certain ones of these instruments, Chazal tell us, were played in the Beis HaAvel, some were played in the Beis HaMishneh, some were played in Likras HaZam, to call the people together. But we're trying to tell people in all stages and all aspects of life, they have to be used, whatever the situation, to Mahal Hashem in all scenarios. And that's what we're reading Miram is to. Rav Monk says more, which is, could be added to it based on the going that we said in the last capital at the end, that we said that Hadar is when we have two opposite midas together, because each one gets the proper balance, and then you know that they're really coming from Avodas Hashem. So that was the end of the last capital. Last is Mishpat Kosov. When the Hadar will call Chassidah, when the Chassidim can be Oysedin, so it shows that even the Chesed that they do comes mitzad the Tziv of Hashem, and not because of their Hagashim, not because their personal Matias are to be like that. So over here we're saying that the different instruments that clash with each other, they don't usually go with each other, but they come together to the service of Hashem. Last is Mitzvah Kainam. These different instruments that clash with each other, they don't sound in harmony with each other usually, but to play HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're able to harmonize and play together, just like the opposite midas are able to flow with each other, and so to the Chesed and Din in the beginning of this capital. Now we say, Kol HaNeshama Tehal Ka, all the Neshama Shem Mahal Hashem Haluka. Chazal tell us that Kol HaNeshama means Neshima. Devin Ezra says that the reason is because these instruments, many of them are dependent on how much you blow in them. The shofar, the tzotzei trua, the trumpets, the flutes, they're instruments that the sound they make depends how hard, how soft, how long, how short you blow in it. And therefore we're saying that we're mahal Hashem with the neshima, with the breath. Because that's what causes the hilul through these instruments. Others say that Kol HaNeshama Tehal Ka, saying that the Iker, Halal Hashem, is not from the instruments, but it's the person himself that does it. Now we say Kol HaNeshama to tell you The Mefarshim say that every single person has to be Mahal Hashem, and that you have to be Mahal Hashem with Kol HaNeshama, the entire Neshama. The Tzav Sefer says that Chazal Da'arshana Kol Neshima Shima Tehal Kol, that for every breath we have to be Mahal Hashem. And then we'll repeat the next pasuk, the last pasuk of Kol HaNeshama Tehal Kol HaLuka. We'll get later on from the other Mefarshim the reason why from the Rishonim. But the Tzav Sefer says to tell you that why are we Mahal Hashem for every breath? What's the greatest thing that we could do with life that we have to be thankful for? If a life that's used for Avodas Hashem. Therefore, Dafka, after we finished saying with this last breath, Shira, we say again that you should know it was a breath that needs extra thanks for it because it was used for its ultimate purpose of Avodas Hashem, and that's why we're going to be Mahal Hashem again on this. Now, this last pasuk of Kol HaNeshama Tehal Kol HaLuka, when will that be? So the Mefarshim say it means Bizmatikin Ha'olam, at the end of the world, when the world comes to its destiny, when it reaches the point that it's supposed to reach, then it will be Kol HaNeshama Tehal Kol. There's a fascinating point over here that the Ayvut points out. Then in Perek Shira, we say Chuldoi Maris Kol HaNeshama Tehal Kol HaLuka. On the sixth day, Parak Shishi of Parak Shira, we say the Shira of the Chulda. The Chulda says, Kol HaNeshama Tehal Kol HaLuka. Why is it that the Chulda has this Shira, which is the last thing in Tehillim, but the ultimate Tikkun HaOlam, we say, Kol HaNeshama Tehal Kol. So I understood the Pshat in this based on the words of the Yairz Devash, that the Gemara says in Chulin, Dav Kuchav Zayin, Kol HaSheyesh B'Yabasha Yesh B'Yam, Chutz min ha-chulda. And the Gemara says, Ma'aykra, because the Kapitel of Tehillim, Kapitel of Tehillim, Pasuk of Beis, says, Hazinu kol yoshvei cholet. So cholet is chulda, that the chulda is only on the ground, it's not in the water. So the Ayaz Rash explains, where is this Kapitel? The Kapitel says, L'metzech l'bnei karach mizmar, the b'nei karach said, Shimuzois kol ha'am, Hazinu kol yoshvei cholet. That should they make they're talking about people, why are they referencing the Chulda? Why that could have been a Karakan over here? So he says that Chazal tell us in the Mishnah that when there's Echeb Yam and Echeb Yabasha, and once Tara, once Tame, they're connected by Yabasha, once Tara, once Tame. So everything has in its min, its point, an outmost, it has the point in a certain amount or degree. So the Tahara, because some of the min, either the part that's on the Biyabasha or the part that's in the Yam, will be Tahar. There's one thing that's only Biyabasha and not in the Yam. That is the Chulda. The Chulda is only on the Yabasha and has nothing connected to the Yam, so it's the only thing in its species. And the Chulda we know is when the Shratim is Tamei. The Chulda is Tamei. So the Chulda represents something that only has Tumatit, not Taharatit. That's what the Bnei Karach were saying. They came from Karach, they were saying that every single person, even if they come, they're even at a point that they're at a low, they're in a complete tumult, they can pull themselves out and say Shira to Hashem as long as they decide and they take the steps to go with the Derech, the Toiv, then they can say Shira no matter how low they are at that point. And that's what the Bnei Karach were saying, that even though they came from Karach, they were the Pisrei Shel Gehenim, they were going to fall in, they were Nitzal. Because no matter where you are, a person can chop himself out and say Shira. And that's the makam of the Bnei Karach, that they had to say Shira, says the Yairz Devash. Based on this, it's explained very well why the Chulda says this. Because Kol HaNeshama, we said over from the Rishonim, is telling us everybody. That's the lesson of the Chulda. The Chulda is the Davar Tameh. It's saying, Kol, any person, no matter where he is able to say Shira. With this, it can be answered. This that the Rishonim asks, the Mefarshim asks, why does it say Tehal Kol? If we're talking about Lasalavi, it should say the Shem Hashem of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. So some Mefarshim say that our utmost Asagas, that even at the end of Tehillim, we're only Masik Kol, to tell you that we're not Masik more. But it could be if we're talking about those, the Kiddushes, the Ribui of those that are Rishonim, wherever they are, wherever a person is, he has to be Mahal Hashem. So at that point, he called him Mahal Ka, because we're talking about the Davar Tameh, that even he could say Tshira. Now we repeat the last pasuk on Shabbat Halakah Luka, and this the Rishonim say because it's the last pasuk, the Siyum, and when we have a Siyum, we repeat the last pasuk. So because this is the Siyum of Tehillim, of that we say in davening, it's the end of the Hallel Hagadol. It's the end of Hallel Asher Yechelkim Gamer Hallel B'chol Yoyim. This is what's called Gamer Hallel B'chol Yoyim. Since it's the end of this, to be Miram is that it's the end of this. We repeat this pasuk of Kol Shabbat Halakah Luka. Others add that we want to show that it's not a burden on us that we're saying this. Shiras Hashem, but Vakert, it's something that we want to extend more, and therefore we repeat the last pasuk to show that we really want to go weiter. Now, the Beis Yosef. And Hilchos Rosh Chodesh brings B'Shem the Shabbat a lack of different reason why we repeat the last pasuk. The Beis Yosef says that the reason for this is it's a remez, B'Shem the Shabbat a lack of B'Shem the Ga'inim, and it's a remez for the 12 months that we say Hallel, therefore it says the Sharash of Hallel 12 times in this capital, because he's not counting the word Tehal like the redacted had 13, but he's counting only the word Hallel without the top in front of it. I guess because it's a tzivui, but it's not the praise itself. And therefore, says the Ga'idim, there's 12 Rosh Chodashim that we say Hallel. We repeat the last pasuk, says the Shabbat, the lack of shame, the Ga'idim, because it's the 13th month that sometimes we say Hallel, and that's the Chodesh Ibur. The Shas Ibur, when there's the Chodesh Ibur, we say Hallel another time, and the 13th Rosh Chodesh. The Prichodesh asks that he doesn't understand. L'chayr, there's only 12 months, even on an Ibur year that we say Hallel. And in a regular year, it's only 11 months. Because on Rosh Hashanah, we don't say Hallel, so we're chaser one Rosh Chodesh that we don't say Hallel on it. So my Mardchei says to Miashev this question, that really at 13 months, we should be saying Hallel. Just 1 month, we can't, because Sivri Chayim, Sivri Meisim, Psuchim L'farei V'atam O'im Mashiro. So 1 month doesn't have a Hallel to it. But theoretically, it should have a Hallel. And therefore, we're still Meramez, Kenegadah Chodesh, because the Chodesh Mitzvah should have a Hallel to it.